1, 2, 3.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
Thought we had a very productive offseason. Have a lot of new faces here. Some vets that we brought in. Another draft class that looks to have enough talent to potentially help us heading into the 15 season. So kind of excited where we're at right now, but still have a lot of work left to do.
Thinking bigger picture-wise, training camp, going to Mankato, being together for that long, the grind of it, the heat, all that, what do you think that does for a football team?
I think it just gives everybody a chance to come together. That team bonding, that chemistry that's built down there, coaches being with the players morning, noon, and night, you really get a chance to build a team chemistry. And down at Mankato State, it's a great facility and it's a great place to hold training camp.
Fan bases share common traits, but there are other traits that make a fan base unique from other ones. What do you think of Vikings fans? How would you characterize them to someone who doesn't know?
Very similar to the type of players we bring in here. Smart, passionate, tough. And it's great to be in an atmosphere like that, because it drives us, everybody wants to win a Super Bowl. But when you have the fan base that we have that follow us, that hang in there through the adversities you hit during the season, but you know they're going to be there for you. We're pretty fortunate to be here in Minnesota and to have the fan base that we do have.
Going back to training camp, position battles is something that everyone likes to write about or talk about or do videos on and predict. How do you view those? Is that a daily thing for you before you go to bed at night? Do you assess every position battle, or is it a weekly thing? How do you look at that?
We started that from day one when they reported in for our off-season program. And we meet weekly with the coaching staff, discuss each player, how they're progressing on the field, how they're progressing in the weight room, how they're progressing in the meetings. A lot of times there are things that could shift once you get the pads on, because sometimes guys look great running around in shorts at mini camps and OTAs and don't show up with pads. And then there's other times where the guy was solid but didn't really stand out in the shorts, but once he puts the pads on, you can see him go to another level. Those guys separate themselves during the preseason on special teams. And we sit there and evaluate guys in special teams practices, but you're not going to hit, you're not going to cover, you don't want to get anyone hurt. But during the preseason games, special teams and how they show up on special teams can make or break a guy making a 53 or making a practice squad or even being active on game day.
What have you thought of Trey Wayne so far?
Trey's had a very good camp. I know Coach Zimmer and George Edwards and Jerry Gray, have really work to get him caught up. There's no question about his athletic ability and his speed. He's made a couple nice plays throughout these OTAs and mini camps.
Eric Kendricks, what do you think of him?
When we drafted him and looked at all his college tape and spent the time with him, there's no questions about his intelligence, his passion for the game. He's a playmaker. He's very good in coverage. He's very instinctive against the run. I think the biggest thing everybody's anxious to see is when we do get down there in Mankato and in the preseason, can he do the same things in a running game that he showed us he can do when he was playing at the collegiate level?
New addition, Mike Wallace.
Speed. I think Mike, not only what he's doing off the field, but what he's bringing in that locker room. The more comfortable he gets around the guys, you see his leadership and his personality start to come out. And, you can envision him being not only a good football player for us, but a leader on his football team.
And you think they're working well with Teddy, and how is Teddy doing?
Back to it, hut!
Teddy's progressing. I know everybody's very excited, how he ended last year, his work ethic and his approach this offseason, and even watching him, if you compared him last year to this year, it's night and day. Understanding where to go with the ball. If this happens, okay, I'm going from receiver one to receiver two, knowing where his checkdowns are. Better general understanding of how to get in and out of plays, and he showed that a few times last year, especially the big throw to Jarius Wright in the Jets overtime game.
Big blitz, fires right to Jarius Wright on the screen, gets loose at the 15, he's to the 25-30, game-winning touchdown!
Those are all encouraging signs, and we're looking forward to see him continuing to progress.
Is anything surprising you positively with Teddy?
The one thing I think that has really stuck out, he is more comfortable in that leadership role and in his style.
Back to it, hut!
There we go.
Working in the red zone, working in, two-minute offense, doing things that are going to happen during games and how he's handled that and how comfortable he feels in those situations and how confident our players feel in him when we're in those critical situations in the game.